Well, joining us now is a Deep Throat informant from the Star. He works within the Cowboys organization. We have agreed to disguise his voice so that we can protect his true identity, because he is going to tell us what's really going on behind the scenes between Tony Romo and Jerry Jones. Good morning, Deep Throat informant. Thank you for your courage.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell us about the most recent meeting between Jerry and Tony?
I have witnessed something that I cannot forget. I was there when Tony Romo and Jerry Jones were talking secretly, passionately, and unfortunately, both were armed to the teeth.
Armed?
Why?
Things got very heated, and the disagreement seemed to center on Tony's apparent demotion from the quarterback position. Tony was very mad at the balding Jerry, and he got into the septuagenarian's face and screamed, "Why are you so effing high on Dakota Prescott?"
He wouldn't talk to Jerry like that.
Tony then continued, "He is just like me. Zero effing playoff success."
You've won a couple of games, sir. Tony Romo's won a couple of games in the playoffs.
Jerry's eyes cut back and forth underneath the protective canopy of his toupee. And he said, "Tony, I gave you a decade to get past the first round of the playoffs. And you disappointed me more than OJ disappointed Nicole on the 12th of June, 1994.
That's quite a stretch.
You wouldn't say that.
Tony looked into the eyes of the Jerry, his face turning red, and he said, 34,180 F and 3. And Jerry said, "What, pray tell, do you speak of?" And Tony said, "That's how many yards I got for your wrinkly old ass through the air." Well, that was it. Jerry then took off his hairpiece and threw it at the Tony and said, "You, sir, are talking to an effing Hall of Famer now."
Oh, the language.
"You cannot speak to me that way."
Played the Hall of Fame card, did he?
He then said, "S, you NF, you are nothing but a C-S-N-P.
Oh.
What language?
Tony seemed to take offense at this.
Sure.
And pulled his long sword from its scabbard.
Why was Tony wearing a sword?
The locker room cleared as Jerry hastily put on some chainmail armor he had found. While he was trying to put it on, he briefly revealed the aforementioned wrinkly ass, which proved to be confirmation of Tony's previous imprecations.
Yes.
The resulting fight left over 12 dead. Security guards falling one after another. Roosevelt trying to break it up, but failing. And then the fight only ended when Roosevelt got his nutsack cut by the long sword.
Then they realized it had all gone too far.
The 12 deaths didn't make them think that?
No. The two men shook hands, and Jerry agreed that next year he would start the Tony Romo.
Wow. Oh, that is breaking news.
I cannot say anymore.
Well, Deep Throat,
what about Dak? Did you say anything about Dak?
No, he didn't.
We have many more questions for you. Oh, I guess that's all he could hear.
All right, well, that's something. That's more than anyone else in town has on this situation.